What's up, podcast listeners? It is Anthony again. I have another injury update. This time it is good news. I promise it is good news. Mitchell Robinson has practice. Yes. Mitchell Robinson is with the New York Knicks right now on their West Coast trip, and he has practiced 5-on-5. He has done contact, and it's looking like Mitchell Robinson's return is imminent. Now, Tom Thibodeau did say he does not know when Mitchell Robinson would come back on the court, but he did say he went through practice. He went through a full practice. Look, this is the reason why you have guys like Randall and Mitchell Robinson travel with the team, right? Just so they can get some practices under their belt. We still don't know the Julius Randle situation, but now we get this major Mitchell Robinson update. And during this update, Tom Thibodeau also hinted that he may stick with the starting lineup of Hartenstein, Randall when he's healthy, Ananobi, DiVincenzo, and Jalen Brunson. So where does that tell you? That tells you that Mitchell Robinson will, you know, spell Isaiah Hartenstein and come off the bench, you know? Mitchell Robinson has been out for a while now, and Isaiah Hartenstein, credit to Isaiah Hartenstein, he has stepped in and done an admirable job. Isaiah Hartenstein has done an incredible job in place of Mitchell Robinson. And a lot of this was a talk amongst Knicks Twitter. Me and my podcast co-host Chris were talking about it. Who do you start when Mitchell Robinson comes back? Thibodeau hinted at that he will continue to start Isaiah Hartenstein. I think it is a good decision. On Thibodeau, one, Mitchell Robinson is just coming off of an injury, right? You don't want to push it. You don't want to push his minutes. You want him to come in. He's going to be very limited, guys. I mean, when he comes back, he's going to be limited to, what, 10, 15 minutes a game? If that, 10 minutes, spelling Isaiah Hartenstein. So that alone is one of the reasons why you go with a Mitchell Robinson off the bench. Number two is the Knicks have built some type of chemistry here, right? With Jalen Brunson, Isaiah Hartenstein, and when everyone was healthy, Randall, Ananobi, Hartenstein, the offense looked great. I mean, Isaiah Hartenstein brings another element to the game. He brings his, he's a better scorer than Mitchell Robinson. He does those push shots. He has, you know, he has a better offensive game than Mitchell Robinson currently. Obviously, Mitchell Robinson is a shot blocker, a rim protector. He does it all. It brings that offensive rebounding ability as well. But it's a good problem to have, in my opinion. My opinion, you stick with Isaiah Hartenstein, then you bring in Mitchell Robinson. You sort of ease him in. You don't want to push it. But nonetheless, this is great news today. This is great news that Mitchell Robinson is back practicing in full. It's looking like the New York Knicks are waiting to see how he responds to maybe a couple of more practices, maybe get a few more practices underneath his belt, and then we are cooking. And then Mitchell Robinson can come in, step in, and continue to block shots, continue to do the things that make Mitchell Robinson one of the best rim protectors in the league and one of the best centers in the NBA. So this was some great positive news coming out of the Knicks practice. And I just wanted to give you guys this update, another injury update. I know we're dealing with a lot of injuries, a lot of them. So, you know, as soon as we get these updates, as soon as I get these updates, I push them to you guys. And I just wanted to hop on here on the audio side and give you guys a Mitchell Robinson update. Look, this was great news. Let's celebrate this. Let's hope Big Mitch can get back. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to us on the audio side, if you can please leave us a review, that really helps out on the audio side. And also hit that follow button. And yeah, I'm Anthony. I'll catch you guys in the next update, or I'll catch you guys soon. As always, it is Let's Go Knicks. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.